Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I don't know where to poke and prod.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Wait a minute. It costs money to look at his goods.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, is Keldon Johnson flexing that bothered
fake.
You?
He's fake juice, dude. Come on. Get your shot blocked three more times in a row. And then, yeah, you're just a tough guy.
Oh, yeah. A little Keldon Johnson sound on a Friday. A little Keldon Johnson Friday. How about that? Hey, welcome in. It's 302. It's ESPN 680 105.7. It's The Take. I'm Andy Sweeney. Strebel's out. And by the way, I'm going to crush him here in a second. Strebel's going to get crushed here in a second. He has crossed the line in something that's already happened on his crappy family vacation, okay? We'll get to that. Hit your sounder, Grossman.
Hello, ladies.
Perrin Johnson hanging out with us on this Perrin on this Friday. PJ, good afternoon, sir.
Happy to be here, as always.
All right. Let's dive into it. Butch Beard conversation with Perrin for 3 hours starts. I tricked you, Perrin. I got you in studio to talk about race relations.
Damn.
You
know,
you want an IPA? There's one in there.
I saw those. Yeah. I almost jumped on those.
Yeah, well, hey, you can feel free.
I'm going to see where
Strebel does. Yeah. I got to take Strebel out right now. Right now, Grossman, okay? You ready for this? He's in Chicago.
Okay.
The city of Capone.
Yes.
He is in Chicago to pack up his mother-in-law. They still haven't left Chicago yet.
When were they supposed to leave?
You know, he went last night to Chicago. Okay?
So he spent the whole day there?
Yeah, doing nothing. But he had one thing that he was supposed to do, Perrin Johnson.
And what was that?
And that was he was going to the liquor store there next to his mommy-in-law's house. Okay? You know what? PJ, you need to get married. I mean, you're a mother-in-law's dream. Until you're not. But, you know, at least initially. He was supposed to walk in there. Okay, and get me some Chicago IPAs, and so I've been texting him. I'm like,
so yeah, one job.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you gonna do? I'm like, hey, and then if it's through the show, just call in, and we'll just do the transaction on the air, if you will. It will give me 4.5 minutes of content on this Friday
100%.
Instead of talking Marcus Carr for another 3 hours or
and,
whatever.
And 4+ days, but yes, yeah, keep going.
Yes, and Kofi Coburn, and I knew something was up. And so he texts me, my wife already went out and got the alcohol for the week. No, I'm sorry, nothing. And I gave this guy like some old beer, but some beer as he left, a little pat on the bottom. And
you've always blessed him.
Yeah, I blessed him,
yes.
And it's nothing. It's nothing.
Well, I love Strebel, but I mean this in the nicest way possible. No disrespect, but no, we know who wears the deep pants.
Well, you can Oh, yes. Oh, of course. Yes. But you can disrespect. That's the whole point of being on the show. We want you to disrespect. So what's up with you, man? What's happening?
You know me, just living my best life.
Yeah.
A bottle of wine here, a bottle of wine there.
There you go.
Pasta here, salmon there, chicken here, chicken
there. We need to know this. Jack, should we ask him, Perrin, right off the top here? Is Perrin Johnson going to get into into any Twitter wars this weekend.
It's doable. Look at Zach smiling over there.
That sly little smile over there. Will we get a Perrin Johnson Twitter battle over?
It's like, get your popcorn ready.
Yeah, just over anything.
Over should players dunk?
Over yes.
I'm arguing with Ethan Moore, who ran cross country, about
man.
That. Yes.
What a terrible. That's the bottom of Twitter. Yes. Yeah, it is. It really is.
Like,
so,
it was such a dumb thing in the first place. And
Perrin's
like,
been battling lately.
You've
got that second wind. You've got that summer wind. I don't know what's going on.
In
with
the
you.
Locker room, they call me a little pistol starter. You know what I mean? No point.
I like that. So, yes, we have Keldon Johnson sound, right? We have a couple things from Lachlan McClain, who, of course, hated Keldon Johnson. And now Keldon Johnson is a part of Team USA along with JaVale McGee. I don't know which way you say it. JaVale McGee. Yeah, and I love that. I'm not, you know, I'm sure people don't with Team USA, so we can get to that. Obviously, some follow-up thoughts on Marcus Carr. I know you haven't obviously talked about it on the air, Perrin, so interested as Louisville doesn't get him. We'll see what happens with their roster going forward, no doubt. You know, this week kind of puts today a nice tidy bow on all of these things. The only thing that I think that would provide some further content as we talk about Kofi Coburn specifically would be today. And Grossman, do you have any idea? I have not seen it on Twitter when he's going to announce.
He's supposed to announce today.
Well,
I thought.
Sometime today. That's all.
Yeah, but there was nothing. Hey, I'm going to put it on IG at, you know, 7 o'clock or something like that. So that may happen during the show. And the only thing that would be interesting to me, Perrin, would be if he went to Florida State, because that would directly affect Louisville even more, really, than if he went to Kentucky.
It would be like the ghost of Christmas past for Louisville fans.
Well, you think you're done. He didn't go to Kentucky. I talked about this yesterday. But he goes to Florida State, which happens to be in the ACC.
And Leonard Hamilton just keeps on doing what Leonard Hamilton does.
And he just gives work, but he needs somebody. So obviously, we'll talk about that. John Calipari, Orlando Antigua at the Peach Jam today. That's going on this weekend. They were out there scouting Jalen Duren, who put up another double-double. So obviously, that's out there. Russ Smith getting his jersey retired. I assume you've seen that?
Yes.
Okay, so obviously, I want your thoughts on that and a bunch of other nonsense as well. So there we go. Jack, how are you feeling today about today's mixtape?
There's a lot of sound, which is good, because I was going into today, I was a little worried about how much there was, and then I got in and I looked at everything and I was like, okay, we're good. So I'm feeling good about it.
Texas says if
Perrin's not convinced by that.
Well, I don't know the relationship that Perrin and Grossman have. I don't know how much you guys have worked together, like at all. Have you?
It's been, you know, touch and go.
Mostly no touching, just going.
Yeah, most of the that's a good one right there. Most of the conversations behind the scenes. You know, I tell people all the time, if we had our own reality show in here, you catch a lot more great stuff off the air than you would on the air. So, am I lying, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's facts.
Texter says, do Chicago liquor stores only allow one visit per family per day?
Apparently, yes.
Apparently, that's the case. Texter says, Strieble's so embarrassing. How long does it take to pack your mother-in-law's undies? Apparently, like 24 hours. Apparently, that's the case.
Don't want to fight that fight.
Texter says, hey, Perrin, Padgett was never getting the job, was never happening. That must have been one of your battles. Is that a battle?
Yeah, okay.
We go.
But that's what I figured. That's an outsider talking on the inside. To talk to an insider, but go ahead, you know, live your best life.
Oh, there you go.
Go get you a Bush Light and have you a nice Friday.
Hey, settle down. Don't crap on Bush Light. When's the last time Perrin had a Bush Light?
College.
I was thinking since graduating, I can't imagine you haven't had a Bush Light
since sophomore, junior year of college.
That's too bad.
See, the moment you turn 21 is probably the moment you stop.
I crossed over to Grey Goose and Kettle One and never looked back.
Grossman had, three Trulies the other day.
Trulies? Hey, don't knock the Trulies. Hey,
he was feeling good. He had a little Santa Claus blush going on to his face. He was worried, though. What was it? Your mom's friend, Jennifer?
I wasn't worried. I was
No, your mom's
I was annoyed.
Your mom's friend Jennifer reported back because she saw that you were drinking. She saw a picture that Nick put on Twitter, I believe, right?
Yes.
Man, you got spies out there?
Yeah, oh. I got the text of don't drink on air.
Mom sent you that?
Yes.
Ooh, mama cracking the whip from afar.
From afar? At your job? I mean, what's going on there?
So I can't drink on the clock? No.
The exact text was here. I got to find it.
While you're finding it, Texas says, we need Perrin to give Jack tips for Vegas.
True.
Yeah. Jack, you going to Vegas?
For a bachelor party.
Where are you staying at?
We're actually staying at one of the guys that we're going with. No, it has a timeshare.
Okay.
Type of deal. So it's only cost us like $30 a person.
Okay, how far is that off the strip?
I believe it's on the strip.
A timeshare on the strip?
Yeah.
You lucked out on that one, boy.
Yeah.
And he's going to be paying for the rest of his life.
Yes.
The timeshare.
Yep, but it's not me paying.
But see, here's the thing. Grossman's going to have an eye surgery procedure, right?
Yep.
And I told him he should go, like right before this, I told him he should go to Vegas with an eye patch.
Yeah, you go in the strip club with that thing?
Thank you. Now Perrin said
goodness,
it.
Not, I'm
going, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to have an eye patch. I'm going to request.
I would go to Amazon right now and buy one.
Yeah. See, I told you. Did you find the exact text
was actually from my dad. It says, Mom says to stop drinking. Jennifer already saw you on Twitter.
Damn, you got two people checking in on you?
Jennifer
over here snitching on you.
Jennifer snitching on young Jack Grossman on AM radio.
I'm 23. I'm an adult. Who cares? I won damn Truly.
I can see if you was drinking like gin on air, but geez.
Yeah, I wasn't drunk. I had one Truly.
We had the J-Town Beer Fest people in on Thursday, which, by the way,
it's going to be off the hook.
You going?
Maybe. I don't know yet.
Okay, we'll see. That we'll see. Striebel's not happy. Are you going, Jack? You're supposed to go.
I got my ticket.
There you go. Okay, so 437-9680. You haven't talked about it yet. What do you make of the Marcus Carr stuff? What do you make of the PJ with us, Perrin Johnson, 437-9680. What do you make of it?
Well, you know, me and you talk all
the
time.
Yeah, well, I know what you kind of think about it, but people don't know what you think about it.
So I got friends all over the place. I got a buddy that's a college head coach. He always is right. So I asked him on Monday. And I said, hey, it's Marcus Carr. Do we have a shot with Marcus Carr?
Right.
His exact words were, Texas. I screenshotted that to you and I sent it to you.
and that's been, I mean, obviously the talk other than the initial bluster from Louisville fans. Hey, it's just Texas basketball. Go get this kid.
Yeah. So then the other thing, and first of all, I want people to understand this because everybody says they're big college basketball fans around here. Go look at that staff. They arguably have one of the greatest staffs.
Yeah, Chris Beard's staff.
Probably in the last 15 years.
Isn't one of the most expensive staffs too?
Yeah, but it's worth the price. It's worth every price that they paid for it. I mean, it's they have a great staff. And so for me, you know, looking at that staff, I told my buddy, I said, well, Marcus Carr just canceled his visit to Texas. And he said, so what? He said, visits don't matter anymore. This is a college coach. Yeah.
He ended up going, by the way. He did go to Texas. Did you happen to see the photo of him and Chris Beard?
All chilling in the stands. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So I want to get into a little bit of that. So what ends up happening is I say, well, man, he's canceling his visit. He goes, Perrin, for the last year and a half, kids haven't been going on college visits, and they've been committing to universities.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, while a lot of people think visits matter, they don't matter as much as they used to. He said, plus, it's bleeping Austin. He said, you know how hard it is to say no to Austin? Not a lot of guys go down there and say no to Austin. On the other side of that, there's this. You know, when you look at relationships and why they matter, when John Calipari recruits a kid, he puts on the phone John Wall. Hey, John, you talk to this kid. When Reggie Theus was here, he would call the guys in the NBA. Kiki Vandeweghe, I could name a ton of guys, all on and on. He did that when T-Wood was on his visit. So when you're Chris Beard, you're calling Kevin Durant. You're calling a whole host of guys. I mean, PJ Tucker, hey, man, why is Texas great? This is what Texas did for me. Those guys can say those things. And it's not a knock on anybody here, but, you know, we can do that with Donovan Mitchell, and we probably do that. And I hope the staff takes advantage of that. But when you can lean on Kevin Durant, and you can lean on
You think that's happening with Marcus Carr? Like, I'm
Hell
just
yeah.
asking
and
in
And
general.
You think it's happening
PJ
since,
Ford?
Since yes. they were all under a different coach than Chris Beard?
Yes. Royal Ivy? Yes. All those guys are reaching in his ear.
Royal Ivy? Yes. Let's keep this going. DJ Augustine.
PJ Ford. No, TJ Ford, not PJ Ford.
TJ Ford. Let's go. Come on, Grossman. You're the basketball
you
guy.
You named all the ones.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Oh, come on. That one's going to kill
one
you.
Yeah, that one's
Greg Brown.
Kill
yeah, you got the young
that
kids.
That was just last year.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, if we're doing
this
that,
is bad.
Yeah.
I feel like we should know more than what we
Mo
just
Mo Bamba.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Remember Mo Bamba's, what was
Jared
it?
Jared Allen.
What was it? Mo Bamba's brother who did the 35-minute
yes.
IG live?
Yeah.
Do you remember
that? Trying to throw
he's
him
like,
under the bus. Yeah,
he's like, Mo Bamba's dirty. And then he said a bunch of words you cannot say.
Mm-hmm.
I remember listening like, I don't know if this is the peak of my NBA career, goodness, my radio career or not. We also have coming up here an update from Westwood One for the British Open. So I want to keep getting your thoughts on Marcus Carr, maybe even basketball-wise, Perrin, what you now think of Louisville after this, because we've been talking about him. But again, I don't think there was a bunch of people thinking they hoped, right? I mean, Texas has been the leader here for quite a while. So let's go out there to wherever the British Open is.
Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 149th British Open, sponsored by Indeed. Hiring? Start finding the right people right away. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Louis Oosthuizen has only one major title. He ran away from the field at St. Andrews in 2010. Keeps this up, might do it again at Royal St. George's. Oosthuizen, 11 under par after a 5 under 65. Just one bogey the first 2 days. It's a two-shot lead for the South African. Colin Morikawa is 9 under. He matched the round of the week with a 6 under 64 early this morning. Jordan Spieth, 8 under. The three-time major champion shot 3 under 67. World number one Dustin Johnson uses 7 birdies to post a 5 under 65. He's now 7 under and 4 back. Dylan Fratelli and Scottie Scheffler also 7 under. Phil Mickelson could use some of his own coffee and maybe some gluten-free pizza to cheer up. He heads home at 12 over par. I'm Ted Emrick, Westwood One Sports.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers personal loans with no fees, ever. Banks offer coffee. So what's more important, a Marcus by Goldman Sachs loan with no fees that could help consolidate debt or bank coffee that tastes like bank coffee? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA. Member FDIC.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs 3 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, there we go. There's our update courtesy of Westwood One. I have not seen a stroke of the British Open.
Neither have I. But I tell you what, I did like the dig that he gave at Phil Mickelson. That was money.
I didn't even hear it. I was zoned out. Is he last? He's last. Is he not?
Probably.
He was going into today.
Yeah, he said he was 12 over, and he said he can get back home to eating his gluten-free pizza.
There you go.
That was a dig. Ooh.
Phil Mickelson's like Ricky Bobby. You're the first or last. There's no in-between.
Yes, yes. It was a good old lefty.
Texas says Chris Mim.
Yeah, yeah, I remember him.
Texas says Dexter Pittman.
Oh, yeah, remember him. Play with the Heat for a hot second, yeah.
There's a guy on here saying you suck at cornhole.
Oh, he's a guy I played against at Washington down in Mount Washington. But here's the thing, though. Like, I was hammered.
Yeah, like, so bro, like, you don't have to tell me.
Don't you get better?
No.
Because he always texts us the same thing. He's a great guy. Great dude. I forget his name right now. It's escaping me. But, like, we were down there drinking. Me and I was with LeBradford Smith. We were hanging out with some friends. And, like, he beat us both. So, like, he always texts us in that. But, yeah, he beat us.
Okay.
But we were drinking. We were lit.
Here's the cornhole thing. You cannot play when you're sober. You cannot play when you're drunk. But yes. there's that moment.
Line.
There is that moment after a couple beers where you have that moment of clarity.
Yes.
Where the world is. You know what I'm talking about, Grossman.
Absolutely.
And I don't know how long that period of time is. A half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour.
You got to stay there.
It's not much longer than that. Yeah. Okay. But on that, that's when you're good at cornhole. But any other time before that. After that, you're in all sorts of trouble. The only cornhole thing I have is I have a buddy who got married.
Yeah.
Okay? So her set of friends and then him and you know, our set of friends, occasionally there would be some sort of, outdoor barbecue something like that. Some get together that both of us would be there. So our group of friends is in the Busch Lights, is doing what needs to be done.
Right.
And so they're playing cornhole like you. You and LeBradford on that particular day, okay?
Yeah.
And her group of friends, like, was like Jason Anderson, like not drinking, okay?
Right.
And so they're like, yeah, we'll play cornhole. And these dudes are just like firing them in the hole. I'm like, dude, we're trying to have fun here.
Yeah.
This is not something that they're taping to be on ESPN2 in the middle of June when there's nothing going on.
No, he beat us, but like the funny part is like, so my old lady, she does that to me all the time. So what happens is like my drink of choice this past summer has been gin. I always do gin or tequila, but lately a lot of gin. So I always make a basil gimlet. So she like waits till I've had a couple of those two when we play pool, and then she'll like keep on playing, and then by the third game, my game kind of wavers, and then she starts winning. So yeah, same premise.
Texas says our recruits get a call from Butch Beard and Jerry Eves.
That's really funny.
But does Purvis call?
Oh man, Purvis ain't call. Hey, apparently, if you talk to some people, Purvis got a burner, and he lost in the minutes around or something. I don't know, Doc. I don't know. And by the way, can I say this?
Say whatever you want. We got 3 hours. Yeah.
Everybody acts like the former players are in a whole uproar, and like we have a Zoom call every Monday, and everybody pulls out their bourbon and Coke, their bourbon neat, or bourbon on the rock.
Crap on something,
yes, and it's not the case. And like everything's like that, and then the other one is like everybody goes, everybody thinks we're all together. Like if Till Kenny Payne's the coach, we're gonna mutiny. No, nobody said that. I said Kenny's a good coach. I think Kenny's qualified to be a head coach. Right now, Chris Mack is my head coach. But I don't know how many times I had to keep saying this.
It ain't going to, you're not going to go to war over it.
So who's on these Zoom calls?
Nobody. That's the whole point. Like, we don't even have, like, that's what people think we do. The former players are having, like, we're on an email chain. How are we going to win today, fellas? Like, that's not the case. It's so hilarious to me. Like, hey, did you call such and such? Yeah, what'd he say? This is what we're going to do. Cold War SpaghettiOs. Let's handle this. Like, that is not the case. It is so funny to me.
Texas says cornhole and pool both have a 2 to 5 beer window for optimal performance. Everybody knows this.
These are the facts.
They are the facts. Yes, there's no doubt about that. I don't know, basketball wise, what do you make of Louisville going for Marcus Carr, not getting him, which is not shocking, okay? Not getting him. We'll see exactly where he ends up going. But I think it tips their hand that, hey, they feel like they need another guard. Now, I said this yesterday, that getting Sidney Curry, and I don't know if this was orchestrated or not, and if it was, it was a good idea.
Right.
But, you know, if you're Chris Mack, you know that Marcus Carr, the news is coming out that Marcus Carr is not going to go to Louisville, is not going to visit Louisville.
Yeah.
And you know that information's coming out before John Rothstein or somebody else puts that information.
I like how you said that name.
You like that? Yeah. Somebody puts that information out. And so, I mean, that's just my opinion. So Louisville's like, okay, the Sidney Curry thing we've known for a few days, right?
Yeah.
Like that's what I'm going to imagine. That's in my theory. This is what's happening behind the scenes. And so you put that out in the morning, and it eases a little bit of the pain for when the Marcus Carr news comes out a couple hours later.
Yes,
that was my theory. If it was coincidence, so be it. But if it was orchestrated, that UofL figured that was coming out in the afternoon, Sidney Curry, it's time. Again, that's a good idea because I think it really, we talked so much about Marcus Carr, but some of the venom was taken away because, everyone's been telling you nationally you're not going to get him, and then B, the Sidney Curry news on him and dunking on dudes in JUCO.
It lightened the blow,
and that's kind of what we talked about yesterday.
You know, I was listening yesterday. You guys did a great job. Shout out to Streeple, by the way. So, but
By the way, you know he doesn't drive on vacations?
Why not?
His wife drives.
He doesn't drive, like, at all?
I don't know if
wife is driving like the full eight hours to Minnesota.
Yesterday he's shooting texts off at me. I'm like, are you texting and driving with your family in the dark on I-65 right
safe.
Now?
Not safe
like
at
that's
all.
Not safe. And he's like, oh no, I hate driving. My wife drives.
I love driving. So, I drive everywhere I go.
I have begun to hate driving.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He was pumping Busch Lights. And I'm like,
sitting there pumping Busch Lights.
The whole time I'm thinking, is Strebel going to be, again, pumping Busch Lights and then, you know, texting and driving his family on
65? That's why he can't get you your beer right now. Yeah, and that's why, because he's
consuming. You know what? Fair point.
That's why he can't get you your beer right now.
You know what? That's exactly what happened.
Now that you say that,
Strebel's wasted
that makes
already.
Sense.
Yep. Yes. He's going to have to stop and pee 9 times.
And he's probably hungover.
Drive.
Unless he's got like a mason jar in the back and he's like going to the back of the minivan doing his thing while the kids are asleep. I don't know. I don't ask those questions. Families do their own things, whatever. But I can't even talk about that.
I hope no families are doing that. But, goodness. Find a Wendy's. Do something. But what do you think it does? I mean, they tip their hand. They want that kind of a guard, or you tip your hand that if Marcus Carr is available, you go after him, much like Kofi Coburn, knowing that you still have good players, but there is a I feel like it has been admitted the last 2-3 weeks there is a need, right?
No, I mean anything you can do to improve your team, you should consider or try to do. So Sydney, the Curry situation with this young man, I know people are looking at him. He's only 6'8". And I know people are saying like he might need to lose some body fat. That'll happen when Kettler gets a hold of him. When Kettler gets a hold of him, he'll change his body. Now, is he going to come in here and be 20-10? Probably not. Will he have a role? Yes. Will we depend on him to a degree? Probably. But also for me, I think his role is going to be very contingent upon how healthy Malik is. Mm-hmm. And when you get a metatarsal, it's a very tricky injury. Julius Randle broke his metatarsal his senior year in high school, had a screw placed in. Went to Kentucky and played. Mm-hmm. Then he went to the Lakers his first year, had to sit out most of the season because he had to take the screw out of his fifth metatarsal. So those are tricky injuries. Drunas Ilgauskas played for the Cavs forever.
Oh, yeah. Big
Z. He had big problems with his feet like that. And sometimes they last for a year or two. Sometimes they don't last that long. We've seen Joel Embiid have problems with his feet. So for me, when you watch Louisville a lot last year because Malik couldn't play, and Gabe Wisner was not ready. Wisner was not ready to play. Big Wiz wasn't ready to play.
Yeah, they were shorthanded.
You know,
yeah.
you had JJ Trainer, a buck 90 soaking wet, playing the 4 and the 5 sometimes last year. So this is insurance, in my opinion. Plus, he's a lefty. A lot of guys that play basketball aren't left-handed players, so it's hard guarding the lefty. It's a little bit unorthodox. And so for me, I really think there's value here. I don't know how much, but I'm glad they got this done rather than putting all their eggs in a basket and hoping Malik's going to be 100%. Because last year, how many times would you watch Louisville play and they continuously got out-rebounded over and over and over? But Carlique Jones and David Johnson found a way to make plays and will them to a win.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to deal with that so much. So I'm not saying he's going to come in here and be a top 15 pick, but I think he's going to have some value.
That's a backup player.
Yes.
And maybe he plays a little bit more early if someone's not ready. And then, I think Malik is going to be a guy that you ramp up throughout the year. You almost treat him like an NBA player. Yeah. He's gonna have some rest.
Plus, also, you don't have to play Malik so many minutes when you got a guy like Curry. So that allows you to rest Malik and not have him put so much pressure on that foot.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great gift. It's almost like it's like Geico. It's insurance. You're good. You got an insurance policy here. So I think it's a good thing. So for me, plus, Chris Mack has depth. So if you are stinking it up, I can go to the bench now. Before, I didn't have that luxury.
Crean has his mic on. Hang on. Go ahead.
No, I have a question.
Here's what's going on right here, Perrin, hanging out with us today. Jack on the, some of the nonsense stuff, he'll stay off the mic. But he loves this sports radio stuff. When you start talking hedge and screens, you start.
That's always the first one you go to.
It is. This is his go-to. You notice how he popped the mic right on?
Yeah, it got real hot.
He's breathing on your neck right now because he's got something to say. So go ahead, ask Perrin what you were going to ask him.
Now, the question is everyone keeps talking about managing Malik's minutes and all that. How much do you try to balance that when you want your best player or one of your best players to be playing as much as possible at the same time?
I mean, you see the NBA put guys on minute restrictions all the time. So I guess the main thing is
don't want him playing a lot of minutes.
Yeah. So
not to the end.
No. So my thing is this. This is my answer to it, but it's almost like a question. So forgive me for being rude with this. But would you rather Malik make it from beginning of the year all the way down to a deep tournament run? Because you need one. because we haven't been in the tournament except one game, and you got smashed by Minnesota. So, and then Drew got on the G4 and then flew up there and put his Minnesota shirt on. but
I remember taking continuous pictures of him front row the Big Ten tournament.
And by the way, I wonder if Drew still has his Minnesota gear. Somebody needs to ask him that.
He does. By the way, Diener, and he talked about it this morning, and there's Blankenbaker, and he's the one that should be the angriest. Diener was supposed to have his first East End rendezvous with Rummage yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because Rummage lives
and so they were like
they had the party out there last night because I know no, because I went out there and I picked up two bottles of white because I was out of white wine.
Okay,
so yes, but I didn't run. I didn't run into them.
White. I thought, what are we talking about? Good thing God just said wine.
You're like whoa.
No, this is not the show for that.
Yes.
I can see you lurking around there on a Thursday night.
No.
Are you really?
No. I mean, okay. I got my friends that live in there. Russ Smith lives out there.
There you go.
But you know.
But Diener did. They didn't meet up.
Well,
Diener went out there too early.
That's what.
Because he's an old man. He went out there with Darren Rodgers, and they sat in the sun.
Yeah, I mean, Drew likes to sit in the sun, though. That's no secret.
Well, yeah.
You know, he likes to be.
But he was too tired to hang out with Rummage later in the night.
Yeah, because Rummage probably.
Like, can you imagine Diener and Rummage in the East End Nordy Sea hanging out together, lawn chairs, music going on. That's an upset.
But
a massive upset.
But you know, Rummage is still trying to figure out his bearings out there. He's still like, you know.
He's still got the backwards Cowboys hat on.
I don't know if he's got dip in his lip or nothing. I can't speak for that. But you know, he's doing his thing. He makes sure he spits that in the grass rather than on the sidewalk now because he's in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? So I'm messing
with him. Have you ever dipped, Jack? I can see you as never.
No, I have never had any desire.
You think he's going
to
say that he did if he did, though, on the air?
I don't care.
I'm just messing with you.
Snitches everywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Texas says, has Jack ever hedged a screen?
Yeah. It's been a while, but yes.
Texas says, the hedging screen things comes from U of L fans crying about losing to Virginia. I have no idea. Texas says, seriously, if Streeple's in the car with four people pounding beer, are you worried he's an alcoholic? Texas says, you can have an open container in the passenger seat. Texas says, does Streeple let her pump the gas, too? Texter says, Perrin, I gotta apologize. I called you a Kentucky spy earlier this week. Streeble had me fired up and I lashed out. I'm sorry.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Texter says, Perrin's take on Kenny Payne is trash. Texter says, Perrin sucks at bocce too. We got rocked by Jacob Tammy.
I didn't get rocked by Jacob Tammy. I lost in the championship game to Jacob Tammy.
Well, did you get rocked in the championship game by Jacob
Tammy? I didn't get rocked. Okay, I took it to the end.
There you go.
I lost to a guy that played in the league 10 years. Oh, my God.
But it's bocce.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You can be anyone for that.
Yeah, I mean, at least I can say I lost to Jacob Tammy. Who is he losing to in bocce ball? That's a great question.
Oh, man. I can't read that one. I won't.
Is that dark? Ooh.
Oof.
That dark?
Yeah. No, it's just, you know.
Yeah, a little squirrely. That's okay.
Yeah.
We still love the people.
Yeah, you know how it is.
We still love the people.
You know how it is. You got to dance around the line sometimes. So there we go. 437-9680. We have a bunch of sound I want to get to. Mixtapes coming up. Also coming up in about 15 minutes or so, Jonathan Littner will join us. I want your thoughts on Russ Smith getting his jersey retired. How about that? I want to talk about that. And then just your thoughts on Kofi Coburn. I mean, that's been a saga. Obviously, the news came out this week. 437-9680. We got you to 6 o'clock. On ESPN 680.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
You're listening to The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's your first time. We will most definitely be gentle.
And Perrin Johnson.
You know, I'm kind of sitting back and just riding right now. You know, it's my first time with you, so I'm just seeing where we go.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
This Friday, 437-9680. Jonathan Litter will join us here in about 15 minutes. We'll talk to him about a myriad of things. A couple different reminders. Lou City is back in action, hosting Atlanta United 2 on Saturday night. 7:15 pregame, 7:30 kickoff there at Lynn Family Stadium. So that's always fun. We'll have that game right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Also tomorrow night, Game 5, Bucks and Suns, 8 o'clock on 93.9 The Ville. And that's presented by Barino's Pizza, UPS Jobs, and UofL Health. Strebel's on vacation. Perrin Johnson hanging out with us. What do you make of the NBA Finals so far?
It's been fun to watch.
I'm good.
I tell you what, if Jrue Holiday could give the Bucks a little more from a scoring standpoint, I think it would help Giannis out a lot. And Giannis has to learn how to shoot at some point. He has to learn how to shoot. It's hard watching a guy get the ball at the half court and just keep on dribbling and dribbling and dribbling until you get close as he can to the rim to try to dunk on somebody.
Well, no, I think he's a center.
No, like literally.
That's what I think. That's how they, I think, should play him.
He's a new age version.
Yeah,
of it.
No, I think they should play him at center.
No, and it's so for me, the one thing that I will say that if you watch the Bucks and the Suns play with great tempo. As soon as the ball goes through the net, they take it out quick and they're running it down your throat. And the Bucks weren't used to playing that fast those first two games. They've adjusted, and Jrue Holiday's picked up Chris Paul like three quarter court, half court quicker, so he doesn't get to run it down their throat so much. So Devin Booker doesn't get those easy threes and easy mid range shots. But I tell you what, and Mikal Bridges and all that stuff. But they're long, they defend, they do a good job. You know, this next game is going to be make or break for Chris Paul because everybody says.
Oh, I know they crowned him after the first two games, man. Especially what was a game one where he hit all the step back threes.
Yeah, he went nuts in game one.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, everyone crowned him, and then I was just having the TV on. It was Chris Paul validation. Greatest ever.
Story. Yeah. Top 5 point guard ever.
Yeah.
You know, Carmelo somewhere drinking a whole bottle of wine by himself, mad as God knows what. Watching.
Well, I mean, it's. So that was it. Was that, and then I think yesterday I saw Stephen A. Smith, your boy, talking.
Is he still apologizing?
I don't know.
I would say I might go on vacation for like another 10 days.
But he was pretty much like, "Will Chris Paul be a top 5 point guard if he loses the series?" And I was like, "That's a good pivot. That's what I'm talking about."
But by the way, have
the
you
answer
seen,
is I don't know or care.
Have you seen what Trae Young has done? With
why does Team USA hate? Why does Popovich hate Trae Young?
I don't know what that's about, but like,
so he didn't make the team.
So he didn't make the team,
and he put, and then they had two more spots, and I guess he wants to play, right?
And they put Keldon Johnson on the team
and
JaVale McGee, and he tweeted out, "Did Trae Young the Isaiah Thomas?"
Yes,
thing.
The video.
I reached the criteria, but they didn't choose me, or whatever the hell he said in the documentary.
And then Isaiah Thomas quote tweeted it. And he was crying, laughing. It's the funniest troll job ever.
Why don't people like him? I love Trae Young. What's going on there? Popovich has to hate him.
I don't know what it is. I mean, but also, same reason why Locke will probably make the argument. That's why Keldon Johnson made the team, because Popovich is the coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he's already been working. No,
yeah, that's the only reason he made the team.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Yeah.
But Team USA.
There's no doubt about it.
Team USA is in trouble. And the reason why I say
they're
that
not going to win gold, man.
It doesn't feel good.
It's going to be a massive failure.
No. And here's the thing. And you don't want him to, Crean. Go ahead and say it, you communist. You don't want him to. This is just like Locke did in with the Ryder Cup.
Using your other passport.
Yeah, he cheers for the Europeans.
Yeah, he's got his other passport.
I'm not going to do a full Locke.
It's in a duffel bag.
He's got
somewhere.
That Romanian passport somewhere.
What would Grossman's Romanian name be? 437-9680.
That's a good one.
I mean, my pivot would be the team. Would be the Team Israel.
Lukasz.
Yeah,
be like Lukasz or like.
Yes.
Or like.
You look like a Lukasz.
Or like Franz Vector, like something crazy.
437-9680. Go ahead. Were you saying something, Jack? I apologize.
No, I'm not doing a full log. I'm still rooting for them, but they're doing so many silly things that it's like. if they don't win, you have so many reasons to point why they didn't win, and it's like, how could you be this dumb and well, and
so really the only silly thing they're doing is Trae Young. Right? Because at this point, they don't have the pick of the litter. These guys are out on vacation right now.
Yeah.
These NBA guys aren't hanging around waiting for Greg Popovich and Jerry Colangelo to call, right?
Yeah. And then the other thing about that
they're Barbados.
And the other thing about that is, you know, hey, I don't feel like going to play 80 games after I just played all summer and I never got to sit down. That's a grind. Like, LeBron did that for a while. A lot of guys did that for a while. Hell, Kobe did that for a while. So now, I mean, it's just... guys are more concerned with their brand. Yeah, I want to go represent my country, and I know somebody's out there like, those guys don't represent America. They suck. But that's not what I'm saying. Guys are more worried about their careers and how long they can play in the NBA rather than trying to go play all summer and then turn around and play 82
games.
Yeah,
and you're packing up. You've already had kind of, if you know, the maintenance on your body in the off season. You've already had scheduled. You're getting ready to go. We talked to Pat Forty, and you're going to be. It's not solitary confinement, but you're not going out all over the place.
You're
to
in
where,
Tokyo snuck.
No. To where Team USA. Remember, you know, Kobe would go, and you would see him at gym. Gymnastics or all the different guys would go to these different events, and you're not going to get any of that.
No.
I mean, it's going to be facility, practice, room. I mean, so you're also signing up for that. You can't take any of your family with you.
That's what happened with Carmelo, because Carmelo got jammed up down in Brazil about that.
Well, you're not going to have all the freedoms that you would to go see Tokyo, and on top of it, you know, I don't know who's also associated with Team USA. You're not just picking any player, but it is, I mean, if Keldon Johnson, I mean, gets a gold medal, that's going to be, I mean, I'm sure Kentucky fans, terrorists.
BBN will be all over the place about that.
Will mobilize and use that. Jonathan Lindner joins us now from Lou City. Jonathan, good afternoon. Do you have any opinion on what has happened with Trae Young here? Why does Jonathan Lindner think Trae Young is not on Team USA?
I think you're onto it. I mean, it seems like the Olympics are going to be super boring if you're an athlete. So I don't blame him. I mean, you only get so many weeks of off season, right?
There you go. Usually it's a party. That is not the case. Before we get into the team on the field, obviously the match coming up, Lou City on Saturday night, which of course you can hear right here on ESPN Louisville. You guys had the big press conference today. In fact, Double D, Drew Diener was even out there. That's how you know it's a big time press conference, the Lynn Family Sports Vision and Training Center. So I guess tell us about that. It was a huge announcement today. Like I said, Double D was even out there.
Yeah, there's a couple things that have come together on that. So this is our training facility, which is over at Champions Park. If you ever went to Bourbon and Beyond over there, any of those concerts, we have built a $15 million soccer complex on the ground where everybody's RVs and cars got stuck a few years ago in the rain, and they said we can't do that anymore. So we took some land that was not being used and we're putting it to use. So we have, I think, well, I want to say 6 fields over there. 2 are grass, 4 are turf, and
that's awesome.
It's been a new home for our day-to-day operations. So obviously the games are played at Lynn Family Stadium, but all the training sessions, the office, the staff are over in one facility under one roof, which we have never been able to say. And if you're a player, it's a big positive. They used to have to drive over to a park and train and then get in their car and go back and shower. So they're glad they're not getting their cars all screwed up anymore. So it's just been a very good experience to move in and collaborate with everybody under one roof. And then what we really talked about today at the press conference was the launch of Dr. Mark Lynn's latest business venture related to sports vision and training. He will actually operate that out of our facility, and it's something that our athletes have been taking advantage of for this season already. So I think one of our biggest advocates of it is Michelle Beto. She's our Racing Louisville goalkeeper. She leads the NWSL in just about every statistical category. Now, that's good and bad. You don't want your goalkeeper to have to work that much, but that sort of comes with the territory of being an expansion team. But Michelle has been all over this vision training. She's been in professional soccer going on 10 years and has said, you know, this is one way that if you're a veteran and you think that you've kind of done all you can to make yourself better. You know, here's something new to get that 1%, that 2% to make a difference. So we've seen a lot of the athletes taking advantage of that.
Jonathan Lintner with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Just quickly, our guy Jeff Greer, we were talking off the air. He thought that the match the other night against Oklahoma City, wanted obviously to win that 3-0, still won the game 3-1, but he said that was one of the better games for Lou City all season. Would you agree with that, and why, or why not?
Yeah, I think it was one of the better performances. It's funny, you look at the stat sheet, and I believe Oklahoma City, they actually had more total passes than us. They were about even on possession. I think they might have taken more shots than us, but you look at the efficiency of the offense right now. I mean, Louisville City's scoring 2-3 goals a game, and the issue was the defense. I mean, I think they had allowed 8 goals over 3 games entering then. They were coming off a loss, and there's always pressure if you're Louisville City to never lose 2 games in a row. I mean, one is bad enough. I think our fans are a little bit spoiled, but if we lost 2, I think the sky might actually fall. So just to see them, like you said, it should have probably been a shutout, but they did concede the 1 goal, but just didn't cruise control over a team that had been in good form. So it's a good result going into the weekend, hosting Atlanta United 2 tomorrow. That's one of the other teams this season that has defeated Louisville City.
Yep.
I would look at that game, though, when we were there and say Cameron Lancaster was out with injury and Jonathan Gomez was with Mexico's national team, and I think those guys have been first-team all-league type of players this season. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night and hopefully turning the tables there.
You would agree the offense has been better in the last 3 weeks, right? I think we had Coach on, what was it, maybe a month ago, and it was kind of up and down. Maybe you were just coming off that Atlanta loss, if I'm not mistaken, something like that. Maybe it was going into that game after Indy 11. But since then, I mean, 3-4, 3-3, I mean, the scoring has been there.
Yeah, and I don't really know what it is. I just think sometimes soccer is a funny game, and the goals just either go in or they don't. I mean, we've had all season where we're even where when Louisville City loses, we're like, man, we took 20 shots and 10 were on frame, and I can't believe that 2 or 3 didn't go in. And right now we're fortunate that they're going in, and that's how it works. But I think in the bigger picture of it is, I think the only bad game that Louisville City has played was last weekend in Tulsa, and they still almost came back to draw. That was a 3-2 game, and a really
well, it was 3-0 in 10 minutes, wasn't it? It was 3-0 in what, 10 minutes, or 2-0 in 10 minutes?
We had them, 3-0 in 10 minutes. We were there, and then we went back, and we were down 3-0 before we knew it. So it was luckily, we are not going to Tulsa this season again, so we're done with that.
Beautiful Tulsa.
We're done with whatever goes on in Tulsa, yeah.
Well, the nightlife there. Yeah, the nightlife. The big mural of Tubby Smith, it's still there, and Steve Cragthorpe. Isn't that sad that the only two things that when you bring up Tulsa, the only things that I think of is Tubby Smith and Steve Cragthorpe? I need culture. No, and I just need culture when it comes to Tulsa.
When I played in the G League, I went through there. I enjoyed my stay there.
I'm sure you did. Yeah.
Yes. To be fair to Tulsa, I have seen through the league and that they've had a team there that they have a really good beer scene and culture and all that.
Nice. So yes. There you go.
Maybe sports, they haven't gotten there, but
well, that's
maybe
fine.
Some other areas.
Oh, no, I'm just being mean and ugly. I'm uncultured when it comes to Tulsa. Jonathan Lintner with us. So you expect, obviously, things are going to be different. I would imagine tickets still available, loucity.com. I don't want to – what's available for Saturday? Again, the match is at 7:30. It looks like rain's going to move through in the morning. So that night should be pretty good and not maybe as hot as some of the other matches you guys have had.
Yeah, we were definitely worried about rain earlier this week. It looks like the forecast has improved. We'll have tickets available, I think, at this point with every game. It's just buy early so you get a better ticket. Lynn Family Stadium only has so many actual seats, and then people get into whether, do I want to buy a general admission or do I want to, try to pay for a resold seat or whatnot. We had 10,000 at the game on Wednesday night, which is just like crazy to think of where this has come from to where you can get that many people to come to a game on a midweek. So I'll have to go back and look. I'm not sure that we've ever had a midweek crowd that was outside of like a championship game or something that got to 10,000.
And there's a lot going on that night.
Like there's moment. There was
there's a ton of things going on. Yeah,
Drew Diener got a few choice texts about the traffic situation. If I was the one who booked
Waterfront
Wednesday.
Oh no! Wait! He texted you? No, he didn't.
Well, I guess I was supposed to go out there and start directing things. Like, you know, here he comes. I don't know what he's
Everybody
done.
Clear the path.
Wait, hang on. Okay, so Jonathan, Perrin Johnson's in with me. Perrin has been on the other end of the Diener text as well, as have I.
Yeah.
So now Jonathan Littner has been on the other end of that. Look at that. Look at us.
I'm getting myself in trouble, aren't I?
No,
you're good.
Fine.
You're good.
No.
I mean, hey, listen, we all go through it. I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, you
congratulations.
Know, it's kind of like that scene in Aladdin where like he comes in. He comes in with the elephants to impress Princess Jasmine. He expects that type of rollout. You better make sure you deliver.
I feel like that is a musty reference. Aladdin.
That's what I'm saying. You know when he comes out there, when he's like Prince Ali,
man,
and he's coming down. Yeah,
I'm going to be 37 this year. I haven't seen Aladdin in 30 years.
I haven't seen it in a while either. But yeah, that's the treatment that Drew wants, man.
I don't have kids. I only watch HBO. Can you explain, Jonathan Littner, just one or two more. Can you explain to us, as much as you can, obviously, the Gomez situation from this week, that news?
Yeah. So I would say that what The Athletic reported is fairly accurate.
Okay.
You know, I would quibble with the numbers a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, Louisville City has an opportunity, and this just does not happen. It doesn't happen with any American soccer team to send, you know, a U-19 type of talent to a first division team in Europe. It's crazy. I don't want to like go as far to say that Jonathan Gomez is like our Lamar or our Donovan Mitchell or anything, but he could be. I don't know. He's just so young. But he's that type of talent. And when players go to those teams from another team, and they're under contract, there is a transfer fee, which is basically
right.
Like you buy that player from the club. And I think if anybody was paying attention to this, you might have seen that the fee that has been reported, and again, like I said, I like to quibble with those numbers, is maybe not on par with what you would have expected it to be. And it was reported in The Athletic that the fee had to do or that Jonathan Gomez could leave for free if John Hackworth left the club.
Right.
I would say, well, he didn't, so he's here, and now I think the amount of the fee, it might be lower than people would want it to be, because if you're a club and you're negotiating to bring him here, if he's going to be out of contract either way in December or January, whenever the deal ends, you could just wait until December or January. So instead, a club has come in and said, we'll give you a fee to kind of jump the line, rather than join this free agency bidding war that would happen if he was to go out of contract from us. I don't know where they get their information, but I did hear on Soccer City and last night that the radio show, and Jeff Greer was talking mm-hmm. about the potential for what's called a sell-on fee.
Mm-hmm.
So if Jogo was to go to another team and then they in turn sold him, then if that actually is part of the deal, then Louisville City could get a percentage of that. So if Jogo becomes a player that is one day worth $10 million, and Louisville City, for instance, has a 10% in the sell-on, then they would get $1 million down the line. So there's still potential beyond the transfer fee. You know, in the end, you know, Louisville City got Jonathan Gomez from the FC Dallas system for free. There was no transfer there. And, you know, we're basically talking about how much found money are they going to receive in the end. So it's a lesson learned in that we've never had to deal with, I think, a contract like that and a situation like that. And the statement that the club put out did sort of allude to that there will be other measures of oversight in future contracts and contracts that have been drawn up since then. It's just it's a different type of club. I mean, if you look back to 2018 when James O'Connor left, we had three players coach the team for a few games, and then that would never happen again. So,
I remember that. It's like the gas bag. It's like our softball. It's like our softball team here at ESPN Louisville. Nick Valvano's the coach. Assistant coach is Patty Ice, and assistant to the assistant coach is Jack Grossman. So there you go.
Now, these guys won on Wednesday night.
Yeah, because Mitch left.
Greer was calling the game, right?
Precisely, yes, because Greer and Mitch were not there. The bad luck charms. Greer's...
But I heard there were ringers.
Yes, of course they're ringers. Yeah, they had like two guys in the picture that I was like, who's that? I had no idea.
He played baseball at some small school, but he could hit, though.
Some guy that was bombing at Center College or something like that, you know, kicked around in double-A ball or something. All right, well, LouCity.com tickets, obviously, get out there. 7:15, our coverage is going to begin. I'm looking at it right now. Should be some really good weather out out there. Might even be a little overcast because of the rain earlier in the day. So that should be a lot of fun. Jonathan, appreciate the time, my friend. We'll talk with you down the road. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, there we go. Jonathan Littner with us, hanging out on a Friday. So there you go. That's what we need, America. We need transfer fees. That's what we need, man.
No, I mean,
my New York Giants can take someone from.
Also need promotion regulation, right? Relegation there.
Relegation, yeah. Well, yeah. you may not want that. You're a Cubs
fan. That would be awesome. Like, hey, you know, you're not going to make the playoffs. We're going to send Saquon Barkley to play for, like, whoever.
He'll be injured, you know. So,
yeah. You think he's going to play this season?
I don't know. They can go to hell. That's what they can do. I'm not buying. I did start to follow a couple New York Giant accounts that were like, no offense, Blankenbaker, like the Blankenbaker of New York Giants bloggers.
Yeah.
And it is.
Giants are going to win the Super Bowl.
It's fair to say. Like, Daniel Jones is underrated. I'm like, no, he's pretty much appropriately rated. I think this is what. I think he's fine.
If there's one guy that I think right now is just sitting back holding all the chips.
Who?
It's Lamar Jackson. And the reason why I say that is he's won an MVP. And I'm a Cowboys fan. So when you saw Dak Prescott get $40 million after he broke his leg.
Oh, he's going to get paid. He's going to get paid. He's going to get paid. The only backup that they had, the Ravens backup, was the guy. It was not McSorley.
RG3.
No. He got injured too.
And then it was McSorley.
So it had to be McSorley.
No,
yes.
And because they brought him in, and he was a white guy running. Yes. Wait, did McSorley go to?
Why do you say it like that?
Because they tried to do the exact same offense.
That's not happening.
No, listen, that's what they tried to do because that's what the Ravens are.
Maybe if
he snapped his leg. Remember?
Yes,
he snapped his leg.
Maybe you put Eric Crouch out there, but not McSorley.
No, McSorley was a quarterback at Penn State, correct, and they tried out as a DB.
Wow.
See, look at for a white guy to be a DB.
You're fast, but you ain't that fast.
No, exactly.
You're fast, but you ain't that fast, brother.
Exactly. Thank you. That's exactly what he is. That's rare. The last DB to be a starter had to be Jason Sehorn.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm
white guy.
Yeah.
I do too.
He was on New York, like the firefighter show and everything.
He's a New York Giant. I want you to listen to this, Cram. I want to teach you something. I don't know how old I would have been. Okay, 12, 13, 4. I don't know. Maybe older than that.
Man, he was running New York City.
Jason Sehorn was the key to the Giants defensively. So you know what they do? They put him on punt return.
I already know what's going to happen.
kick return during the preseason.
That's even worse.
Tears up everything.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
Never was the same. Never was the same.
So that's why the Giants haven't been relevant.
That's why I'm really nervous about Rondale Moore with the Cardinals, because they're going to put him on punt return. And they're also going to put him in the slot. Because you got AJ Green to the right, you got Hopkins to the left.
But that's why he's in. That's why he's doing all those things. Is because you have those two guys.
Well,
that would be my rebuttal. Is why you have those two guys, and isn't Larry Fitz coming back for 1 year?
He hasn't committed yet.
Okay, while you have those three guys, we're way late. I did this yesterday. I went to 4:00. Let's take a break. Shut me up. Shut Barron up. Turn our mics off. Take a break. We'll be back. And let's see. What do I want to talk about? Russ Smith. We got to talk about Russ Smith. I know you want to talk about that. 437-9680. Two more hours to go here on this Friday.